What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of The Horny Duo. I am your co-host, Aldo.
Your favorite and the best, Alba. I mean, both of us, the duo. The duo is the favorite and we're both the best.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, what poll are you looking at? Back, guys, to another episode. We've got a good one for you. I mean, they're all good, obviously.
We're amazing, I'm telling you.
We're going to be talking about the warm-up. You see what I'm saying?
Warm-up is important, guys.
It is. I know some of you...
Everything that you do.
A million percent. Some of you guys think you can just roll out of bed and go exercise. False. Some of you guys think that you can just, you know, roll out of bed and go to work. False. That's right? Not how
you got to warm up. You got to warm up the body, you know?
Yeah, that's right. The mind, brain, the soul.
Everything. Everything has to be warmed up.
And consequently, some of you guys think you can just take off your clothes and perform, and that is not how this works. And in all honesty, it's just science. I mean,
exactly. And we believe in science.
Absolutely. There is a magazine also titled Science, a lot of in-depth articles.
Our sponsor for the week.
No. They're not a sponsor. And I'm just just throwing, you know, some free ads out there. Anyway, but we're going to be talking about foreplay today. And I know Alba has mentioned it before. She's been adamant about gents.
It's important.
You have to do it. It's, and ladies, it's as well. You know, I don't want to hear, I don't suck dick. That is absolutely false. That's actually...
If you don't suck dick, what are you doing with your life? What?
Yeah, it's like the people say, no offense, but no, you're being offensive.
You're being offensive.
That's I don't suck dick.
Rude,
no, yes, you do.
But you're about to be rude. For those of you that like dick, just suck it. Suck dick. You can't just not suck dick if you like dick. You know what I mean? Like, you just
it's helpful. Again, if you want to go to science, it's helpful. So we'll backtrack it a little bit here. Foreplay. I mean, it's a variety of things. It's kissing, touching, teasing.
Dude, it all starts with the kissing. It all starts with the kissing. Like, if you're not making out with me, what are you doing? Why? And I don't think I'm a bad kisser. Okay. So I don't think it's me. And if it is, please let me know. But I have been told that I am not a bad kisser. I'm a good kisser. So kiss, dude. Fucking make out. You have to start with that.
And if you don't know, ask someone how to do it.
Yes, dude.
Chat GPT, YouTube, anybody. Ask them.
Your friends.
But I agree, you have to do it. It's what did you say?
I said ask your friends.
Yeah. Try it out with them. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Make out. You gotta learn somehow. And it's not with an imaginary, you know.
Ew. Yeah, that
I can't wait to start shooting these episodes with video. Anyway, but you have to kiss. You have to set the tone. Foreplay, it revs the engines, right? So you know, you gotta get gents. You gotta get the lady there, not fully, but you know,
not even there. Just get her started.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you gotta get her in the mood, and it starts with the kissing. It starts with the touching. You have to explore the body and take your time. You know, you're not in a rush. A lot of guys, and I am guilty of it in my younger days. Before I could vote, sometimes you get going too fast. You know, it can it feels like you're rolling downhill and you're just running.
It's exciting, guys.
Fucking slow down.
You're about to say that. I'm excited, but no, you're right. Like it can get like, I just want to have sex, and I get it. We all want to have sex. We all want to orgasm. Like we get it, but make it that much better with good foreplay. I promise you, it is not a waste of time. It is worth it. Your partner will appreciate you very much.
So for and I can see the people right now that like they're in their car, they're listening to this, like, oh, Aldo, Alba, but I you know, but why? Well, if you want to be scientific, not even scientific, honestly, so for a woman, it helps lubricate the vagina,
right?
Gents, just in case you didn't
in
think
case
about
you
that
didn't
before.
Know that
it helps, again, start the lady, and that's what you want. For the gents,
and it takes women a lot longer to orgasm than it does a man. So, like, you need to, like,
I know that's breaking
speaking,
news for a lot of you guys, but
breaking
just,
news, guys.
Hold on tight.
Scientifically speaking, it takes a woman longer to climax than it does a man. That's it. Facts. Okay. But then
yes.
Go ahead, males.
Men or guys get excited quicker, right? Or they can get excited quicker. With foreplay, what it allows them to keep the erection longer. So now it gives you the opportunity to last longer because you're not rushing into, you know, into like, so you're essentially sensitive. You're not rushing into your end point, right? Which leads to, if you take your time and you're able to keep the erection longer, it allows you to, well, not allows you, but it can prevent if, you know, like, what is it called? Like premature ejaculation.
Yeah.
So, Jen, so it helps you too. Ladies, help the guys out as well. You know, he doesn't want to get his dick sucked just to take pictures, all right? And
yes,
send
which
them.
Which is fine too, but.
Yeah. But, you know, and you have to enjoy it. That's the other thing too, which kind of goes back to our previous episode of like casual sex and one night stands. With casual sex, it's a little bit, you can take your time with one night stands. I think you could do it as well, but it's, you're navigating a lot of unknowns, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, the foreplay can lead to a great experience, and that's without even penetration.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Like, and we talk about it, so we're beating a dead horse a lot here, but communication, and I think this is easier for couples or for people that are having casual sex, but, you know, have done
with
so for a while.
That you know. Yeah.
Exactly. Communication is key. Let them know, let him or her know what you like, you know, like what to try. That sometimes it can be an awkward conversation, or, you know, you may not know how to bring it up, but, you know, we can, oh, hey, look. We can figure this out.
Figure it out. Come on. But it's true. Like, it really does come down to communication. And even if, like, it doesn't have to be like, oh, let me sit down for breakfast and let's talk about how you can make me orgasm. No,
in
dude.
The
Like,
moment.
Literally, just as you're having sex, like, you can say, like, hey, no, move your hand here. Rub me like this. Do this. Like, and that's the conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it right there. That's it. And then later, the guy's gonna know, like, oh, she likes this. She likes when I do this faster, slower, deeper. I don't know, whatever. But, like, that's your conversation. You know what
right.
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times, guys.
Yeah. But yeah, and then I think feedback is also important, right? Because it allows, obviously, ladies, it allows the guy to know whether he's, you know, on the right path. So, I mean,
he knows where your clitoris is or not.
Well, we haven't even gotten there yet. I mean, her bra's still on and her panties are still on, Alba. I mean, we're just, you know, are we squeezing too hard? You know,
yeah.
Little things like that. Like, that feedback
is
important.
Everyone is different.
Everyone is absolutely different.
Everybody will like something that everybody will like something, and somebody else might not like it. And
yeah,
it's just, you know, try it. I mean, sure, but if they don't say anything, then come on, like, you have
yeah.
to say, you know.
Yeah, gents, I know, Alba, you've mentioned this before, like, guys, like, holding back their enjoyment, so to speak.
Yes.
You know what, guys, let them know if you like it. Believe me, a girl, well, don't believe me, Alba, you can, I was gonna say, believe when I say this. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but just like guys, like, a girl wants to know that she is turning you on, I would assume.
Yes,
right? Like, you guys like that, like, that makes it that much hotter.
Yes, even but I don't like the the like soft mo like the ones that are trying to hold back, and then it comes out like really like soft-ish. Like, no, dude, because that makes me want to laugh. Like, please don't
Yeah.
do that. Just let it go and just let
Use
it go.
words and use sound, like, be assertive with your, you know what I mean? Like, that feels good. Like, what does that sound like? Like, and that's what you do. Like,
I want to
this.
hear you say that you like what I'm doing to you.
Yeah.
You
But
know?
it's absolutely. The other thing, too, is taking your time. I think that's important. You
Yeah.
know, we mentioned it earlier, but take your time. Like, don't be in a hurry to, take all the clothes off. You
You
know what
know
I mean?
what?
Move it off to the side.
I hate when guys do that. That and they're already like it's already a red flag because they're like, did you come? Did you come? Did you come? And they'll ask. So
When
asking
your clothes
in
are
the
still
first,
on?
no, like clothes are on, but like they're like it's like foreplay and they're like eating you out or whatever. Not you, but like they're eating me out. And then they'll be like, oh, did you come already? Did you come? And it's like, and it's like, first of all, stop asking. Second, stop rushing because then you're like, I'm thinking about you asking me. So shut up. Like, don't say that, you know?
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that point up because, again, just hitting you with facts here. I'm a facts guy.
He's a facts, a
I'm a
science
facts
facts
guy.
guy.
But so just nature, it is harder for women to get aroused because of essentially their brain. So women think a lot more. So there can be a lot of things going on. They could be into their partner, but if they're thinking about something else that happened during the day or at work or at school or with a family, whatever it may be, that alone will block. And like that's, you're getting cock blocked by a thought. You know what I
Yep.
mean? That's why
You
it's
don't even know
important
it
to,
and you're getting cock blocked.
So it's important. That's why it's important to also, make sure that the girl is in a good state of mind, and enjoying it. She's there with you, right? Because yeah, if you rush it, like you're kind of to your point, now it's something else to think about. You know what I mean?
And
It's
like you
like,
cannot rush it. You can't be asking, like, dude, trust me, you'll know. You know what I mean? Like you'll know when I do come. But
and I know there's a few listeners out there that, guys, I know you know.
but like yeah, don't be asking. Like don't be asking like, oh, and I hate when guys are like tell me to come. You know what I mean? Like 'cause like girls can be like I want you like come for me, right? Like they'll be like, oh, you're whatever, like come for me, right? And it's easier for you to finish than it is for like we can't do that. I can't do that. Or maybe women can't. I can't do that.
Some can, I'm
And
sure.
I hate when they're like, oh, come for me. Like, no, dude, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Science.
Again, science, science.
I had yeah, so that scenario, God, it's fucking drives me nuts when they do that shit.
I will say I've been guilty of asking that before, and I know I don't want people to think, well, although what? That's a shocker. I mean, it is.
What? No way. I don't believe you.
It's happened before. It was again in my younger days.
Changed, guys. He's a changed man.
I'm now able to vote. No, this was I was intoxicated. I had a few drinks, and I knew I'd heard to never ask that. And so I hadn't, up until this moment, I had never did it. I just had a weak moment. Maybe it was the vodka out of a plastic handle. I don't know.
Ew.
But regardless, I uttered the words and I asked. I was like, did you come? And bless her heart, she wasn't mean about it, but
She was a
she
nice
was just like,
lady.
no, guy, not even close. Like,
Oh, God.
we just started.
Like,
Like,
what are you talking about?
I don't
Did
know who
you
you think
come?
you are, player,
Like,
but
wait, did you come? Because what? Why?
yeah. But yeah,
Dude.
it was embarrassing because then I got in my head and I was like, oh, like, you realize, like, I realized, like, fucked up. And I was like, oh, I shouldn't have asked that. And I did. And now,
But then that throws you off.
well,
You're
it's
like,
well, now
fuck.
you're kind of just like, you know, like how do you apologize while you're thrusting? You can't. So then I was just, you
How
know,
can I apologize while I'm still inside you?
yeah, I don't know. That was a long time ago. I mean, I'm pretty sure I got soft because out of embarrassment. But you know, it's, you live and you learn.
Yeah,
So
dude.
yeah, but don't make the same mistake twice,
Don't
boys
do it.
and
And you never
girls.
did, right?
No, I don't ask anymore.
Yeah.
Now, I
Be
mean,
smart.
no, I
Ladies
don't.
and gents, he has learned. He learned his lesson. That's what
Yes.
we like to hear.
Yes.
That did happen
Thank
to me once too. Oh my God, dude, this guy. So he acted like he was this badass. And I was like, okay, like you have big dick energy, right? So I was like, fuck yeah. So then he did not.
you. Yeah, we all do until our
He did
pants come
not.
off.
And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, first of all, so it was like our first time having sex. And I was like, whatever. So
You gave him another chance.
gave him a chance, and I was like, so barely any foreplay, so that was already a red flag. I should have known. That was a second red flag. I should have known. But then, like, dude, three pumps. I kid you not, three pumps, and then he like I was on top, and he like moved me off, and I was like, what's wrong? He's like, what do you mean? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, what's wrong? He had finished, dude.
Really?
Yes. I was like in shock because I'm like, dude, you swear you're this fucking like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. But I was like, what the fuck? And it's
Yeah.
not like, and it was just literally like, it wasn't anything like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't fast. It was like, I wasn't on top, like bouncing on his dick. I wasn't, no, dude. Literally in and out three times. And that was it. Like, barely getting started. Barely getting started, dude.
Ugh.
Barely any foreplay. Like, I don't even think I sucked his dick. His dick was just hard. And I was like, whatever. And then I was like, fuck it, let's try it, right? No, dude. And that was it. That was the end of the day. And I cannot tell you, that was the fastest I have ever left somebody's place. And I never talked to him again.
Damn. The
I
fact that
hope
he
you're
just like moved,
listening. And I hope
the
you're
fact that
doing
he moved
better.
you off of you
Yes.
as well is,
Yes. And I was like, no, dude, never again.
I mean, there's a, I mean,
Like, don't
look,
talk to me.
I mean, if something happens and I'm, you know, just not, you know, I'm not bringing the A game, like, oh, I
But
don't,
like, if
yeah.
you know you can't last, like, dude, more opportunities for you to do shit for the
Yeah,
female. Like, go
foreplay.
eat me out for fucking
Hide
10
your
minutes. Like,
weakness. If
yes.
thrusting is your weakness, or you know, penetration is your weakness, hide it as long as possible. Like, you know what I mean?
Foreplay
Like, yes.
is your answer. There it
Oh, I
is.
would. Oh, God, I would. Oh, jeez.
It was disgusting. I was disgusted by this human being,
Yeah,
and I will never talk to
I
him
would not
again.
admit that I came. Not like that. I'd fake it.
Right?
I
Like, I was
mean.
like, for real? Wait, dude.
I mean, I
Yeah.
definitely wouldn't get the girl off, you know, I wouldn't like get her off of me,
Yeah.
like
Like, no,
until
dude.
she, I would let her figure it out. Like, did this guy come already?
Yes.
You know, like you figure it out. I'm not saying anything. Like,
And
why
he
am I
like
putting
he was
myself in that position of
but he
embarrassment?
wasn't embarrassed or anything either. I'm like, you
Yeah.
shouldn't.
Yeah. This guy sounds like a real tool.
He was. That's why he I never talked to him again.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't even count. You don't
Yeah.
count. This doesn't count.
Quick question. Do you I know we're talking about like slow and you know taking your time. Do you find it, so one thing I always think of is I don't want to be like, I guess like overwhelming. Like I don't want to be like on top of you. You see what I'm saying? Like I don't
Yeah.
want to be like, I want to touch and I want to caress, but I don't want to be like too aggressive, like we're now it's too much touch. You know what I'm saying? It's not
Yeah.
sensual anymore, you know, because now it's like, oh, you're just like poking me or you're just grabbing me. You know what I mean?
But I
Like,
feel like humans will react to that. So like you will know, like
well,
you'll
you
know when
gotta, well,
it's
you gotta read the
uncomfortable.
room too, right? Like
Yes.
what situation is right now? Like, is it like, you know, but more times than not, like, and yeah, my wife, I like slow, like slow. You know what I mean? Like, let me take my time. And a lot of times, in all honesty, like sometimes like I'll like massage her leg as I'm like, you know, like exploring the body. Now, you know, I'll massage like her arm or her hand or her foot while I'm doing it. And it's just like this like gentle, like, you know, kind of like almost like a squeeze of the foot or like, you know, kind of like a like running like your thumb.
Yes, you're touching, you're like making connection, connecting. Like, yes, you need to do that. Like,
and it needs to mean something to you. See what I'm saying? That's why, like on the previous episodes, I was just like, casual sex to me is like better than a one night stand because now I can, like, I've learned your body and like, I appreciate it, right? Like, now, like, I want you to have a good time. Like,
exactly. And it makes the female think, like, okay, he wants me. You know what I mean? And so you get that in return. Like, I will start touching, I will start grabbing because I want you to. And it makes the experience that much better, dude. Just do it.
Yes.
Trust
and
me.
It's simple. Like, and you can do this and the clothes aren't even off.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Or like, you know, like you're still like, could still be like in the guys could still be in their boxers, you know, girls still wearing pants. The one thing I do like, I will say this, is the bras coming off. Like, I'll leave the panties on because I think that's hot. Like, to me, that's hot when like the panties are still on.
Yeah.
And but the bras off. Like, that is like
so lucky whoever gets that. Surprise. But yeah, no. Take your time. Take your time. And don't be selfish. Like, it is for both of you to enjoy. Like, you both need to enjoy it. At the end of the day, you have to enjoy it. Yeah, enjoy yourself. Have fun, you know? Don't
be
rush.
A repeat customer.
Be a repeat. You know? And that's true. Like, I will want to come back for more later.
Yeah.
You will, trust me, you'll hear from me. Not like this other guy that fucking pumped two times and he was finished. I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Pissed. That's... Fucking pissed.
God, well, I'm so mad. We're going to have to take a break for our sponsor of the week. Condoms. Protect yourself, use them, enjoy it.
Use them, guys. They're important. And you can
the sensation. I know. Sensation's not the same. We all get it. But yeah, but foreplay, take your time, talk dirty. You know, I think that's part of the communication. The way that delivery can be a little bit different as well. You know, from one session to the next, you know, you can change it up.
By talking dirty, you also kind of set the tone. Like,
absolutely.
You can say, like,
he wants to be choked.
Yeah, like, choke me. Like, then you know, okay, this is what she likes.
Yeah.
Spit in my mouth. Then you know that's what she likes. You know what I mean? Or she can just be like, I don't know. Like, what else do you, me only saying spit in my mouth, choke me.
Do you say it with a deep voice like that?
I do. They find it hotter. I'm just kidding. No, but like you can do that and then that sets the tone too, right?
Right.
Or like you can just be like, I don't know. What do you say? I'm not in the mood right now. I'm just kidding.
I got soft. Yeah, feedback. So talk dirty, communication. Like, what's another, like feedback. Give your partner feedback. Compliment your partner, like we said earlier, if you want to, if you like what he or she's doing, fucking say it, or, you know, react to it, that let them know that, you know, they're on track. They're doing a good job. You know what? They'll be into it, but they'll be into it. You know, like it enhances it. And one big thing, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but using your senses, you know what I mean? Like the touch, like the, obviously, like the verbal, you know, losing your eyesight, like not, and that sounds funny, being blindfolded, going blind, that's hot.
Oh, no. Shit, I can't see anything. Dude, that's so funny. But like, also by you communicating and talking and saying like what you like, what you don't like, and like complimenting, you're giving your partner that much more confidence with your body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're telling them exactly what you like, which in return, they're going to give you exactly what you want. You know?
1,000,000%.
So it's like, dude, fucking do it. Why not? Even if it's your casual sex, dude, just be like, this is what I like. Why not? Because then he's going to make that casual sex night even better, dude.
Yes.
Like,
and guess
not that
what?
Not that they need the confidence boost, right? Like, maybe you don't fucking need it. I don't need to hear it. Whatever. But still, It'll let them know this is what I like, this is what I want you to give me, and this is what I expect, you know, and that's what you'll get. So why not?
There's nothing worse than having a sexual experience with someone who is a mute. I
A
mean,
what?
a mute, so it's like
Oh
not saying
God,
anything.
dude. I hate that. I hate, I've said it
Worse.
before and I'll say it again. If you're fucking quiet while I'm sucking your dick and I know I'm doing a good fucking job, I'm gonna fucking just stop it and just sit there like you and be quiet.
You want me to text you this?
Right?
Like
Or
what
like,
the fuck?
dude, like nudes. If I'm sending you a fire fucking nude and I know I fucking look good. Or if I send you a little video and I'm like, boom, I know that's hot. You know what I mean? And you don't say anything, I'm gonna be like, I'm not sending you shit anymore. Fuck you. Bye.
Next.
I'm gonna send it to somebody else that's gonna appreciate it.
Yeah, send
And
them
you can send
to the
it,
next guy, that
like,
is.
you can send the text back with a fucking, like, blank, like, you can be on the fucking toilet, dude. I don't give a shit. I don't know that. Just reply with a fucking, I don't know, something. Say something. If you're a fucking mute, I don't want to talk to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you don't know how to spell it, use an emoji. If you don't know how to
Emojis
spell your reaction,
are
if you
great.
don't know how you're feeling, fucking just type.
Use pictures. The
Yes, use pictures. Use the
iPhone does a
memes
great
gifs.
thing of suggesting emojis too. So,
Absolutely.
and if you don't have an iPhone, pause this podcast right now, go to the Apple Store and get one. Jeez.
Yes, there's a new one out that I will not go upgrade. I'm perfectly fine with mine.
Mine's fine.
And the other thing too is when in the midst of foreplay is like being all over like the girl's body. You know what I mean? Like from so one thing like I personally like is like not only like the obviously like the kissing and making out, but like the nibbling in the ear, working, you know, your way down to the neck, working your way down, you know, the chest, and at some point just teasing. You know what I mean? Like going down and like teasing and then just kind of like see what the reaction is, flipping over. And then, you know, now again, kind of similar thing. Start, you know, from the bottom of the spine, kissing back, licking. If you're into that type of behavior, which you should be,
If
I
you're
mean, you're
not, we
naked.
can't be friends.
Yeah. I mean, what are you being reserved for? You're naked. Like, you know, like, I mean, go all out. Like, especially this is the other thing too. I think, I don't know, it may be easier. Like, so I'm married, so I feel like it's just easier for us, maybe. I don't know. Is maybe.
Like, what do you
But to the
mean?
married couples, you know, like, or people have been in a relationship for a while now, go all out. Like, you know, like
Dude,
spice that shit up. Like,
even single, I still fucking say go all out because why the fuck not? You know what I mean? Like, why
yeah.
not?
Well, no,
And
I'm saying like
maybe.
it's easier for like single people to kind of go out or to go all in because they don't see that person on the reg. You know what I mean? Like when you're
Yeah,
married, if you
okay.
live together, you fucking see this person like all the time. You see them through the good, the bad, the highs, the
Yeah.
lows. You know, like it's
I
you
get
don't
you.
want to take it for granted that they are there, you know, and
Yeah.
that you're having this experience with them. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? So
yeah.
you don't want to take that for granted. So that's why with like the couples married or just have been together for a long time, enjoy it. You have kids. Fucking put them to bed. Send them to grandma's house. You know.
Grandmother coming over. Why?
You know what I
Trucks
mean?
are
Like,
coming
yeah, like
over.
it's definitely important. I know from experience. But yeah, but go all out. Like I said, I tell my wife sometimes, I was like, I just don't understand. Like some folks, it's like you're naked already. I mean, how much vulnerable can you get? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Go all out, like enjoy it. Yeah, just and the biggest thing too is yeah, just take your time, like like you don't want to rush because that literally is like that teasing. Oh my God, like it gets it'll, you
Yes,
know, kind of
dude.
get you closer. But then once you're actually like ready, you know what I mean? Now I mean, you're immersed in it. Like that is
But
just
also, like, especially with
bingo.
somebody that you've had sex with before, like, I feel like, dude, you've been inside me. So why are you now being shy? Like, why are you not saying something? Why are you holding back? Like, what? You've literally been inside me, dude. So, like, just fucking say it. Just do it, you know? I don't know. That's just the way that I am.
What type of foreplay do you enjoy? What's kind of like the go-to? I mean, all right, obviously. No kidding.
I cannot tell you how much I appreciate a good kisser. I'm telling you, dude. You have to, it
There it is,
all
gents.
starts with that, dude. It all starts with that because everything else after that, for the most part, is just gonna be good. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? So, like, if you're
Gotta
making,
set the tone.
yeah, you have to set the tone. And I appreciate a good kisser.
There it is,
Don't
gents.
ever ask me to spit in your mouth. That is one thing I'll ask. I'm like, no. Don't ask me to spit in your mouth and don't spit in my mouth. That's it.
Oh, there you go. It
So,
looks like Alba has well, never mind.
say
I'll edit this part out. No, I
it.
can't think of it. I literally lost my train of thought. I'll edit this part
Gonna
out.
say like oral issues, but no,
No,
not what it is.
I just
It's the saliva. It's just not, I don't know. It's not my jam, you know? But I'll make out with you. Like I'll make out, I'll spit on your dick, but don't spit in my mouth.
Maybe it's just the thought of just like the actual like the naturally like if someone spits, it's just like gross, you know what I mean? So if it's like spitting, you're
Dude,
like,
I don't know what it is. Like
I don't know, but some
mouth.
people eat ass, so
Right? Like, yeah, that's fine. Just don't spit in my mouth. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just a thing. It's just my thing. So,
and
ladies and gents,
we all have
that
a
is
thing. I mean,
yeah, that is
I don't
my
like being punched.
fact. But
Just don't like it.
you
Don't.
like being choked. Do
I
you?
mean, no.
No.
Anyone lose
Like, oh
consciousness?
shit, maybe he does. I don't know.
No. I was like, wait, lose consciousness? No, I'm
Do
good.
I?
I like
No, not like
breathing.
that. You like
Honestly, I don't
blood.
think I've ever been choked before.
I have. And well, they say, like, I've heard on
Like, there's
numerous
a certain way to
podcasts,
do it.
yeah, that it makes the orgasm that much more intense when you're literally about to pass out. Like, you're literally about to pass out and you let go, and then you're like, your orgasm is that much more intense. I'm like, why? I'm
Interesting.
about to die. Like, what? How? I don't get it. I don't understand it, but whatever. Again,
Gonna have to
science.
go ask science about this as well.
Science.
That's intriguing. I did not know that. That's you learn
Yeah.
something new every day.
You do. I don't know how true it is. I've heard it
Oh,
from
some guy just told you. Just
some guy. No, I'm just kidding. It was some podcast that I listened to that they're like,
okay.
yeah, it just makes it that much more intense. And I'm like, nah, I'm good, but thanks for the
Yeah,
it's
I'll just
just
have never been.
facts. I'm
Yeah.
like,
Not
but
like
I'll
our
have them.
facts.
Yeah, I don't know.
The foreplay, guys, please take your time. Gents, take your time with the lady. Like, if you are rushing, two things. Either one, you shouldn't be there. If you know, you know.
Go home.
Two, yeah, go home. Two, if you're rushing, slow down, please. Like,
Three,
I'm.
if you're rushing, we can't be friends.
Yeah, well, I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know. They may
No.
have good character.
Nope. He's such a great guy. I don't care. He rushes through foreplay. No.
Ladies, suck some D, suck some
Suck
dick.
some dick or
And
lady.
enjoy it too. Like it's like you're you know, I mean, you're also not hopefully, I mean, you're not trying to make the guy come either, you know, just a blowjob. So it's like, I get it. You know, you don't want to be down there for half an hour. Well, fuck. After a while, to be quite honest, I don't want a girl on me sucking me out for half an hour either.
Who
You know what I
does?
mean?
Like, no, I that's too much.
Yeah, it's look, let's at least pretend like you like it. And then, you know,
That
we
sounds
move on to the
exhausting.
next, you know, to the next.
Sucking dick for 30 minutes. If you have a threesome with two guys and you don't like sucking dick, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't. There you at. That's your warning.
That's my warning for the day.
God, Alba dropping knowledge.
Just a couple things, you know, that I
Wow.
learned on the internet.
Boy, yeah. Learn from a friend. Sure, yeah.
Asking for a friend. I'm just kidding. But yeah, guys, enjoy yourselves. Go all out.
Yes. And then get to the target zone.
Please yourselves and your partners. And if you're not doing
Yes.
that, do better.
Yeah, make out with the target zone, if you
Yes.
will. Make it, take your t oh, that's another. Well, I mean, there'll definitely be a part two on this, but yes, take your time, down there as well. Like, Lord have mercy. Like, some of you guys are not.
You can make out with a vagina just like you can make out with a dick. Trust. Like, yes, you can. Do it.
Yes.
Do it. Just like you can make out with a mouth. There we go.
1,000,000%.
Try it.
Looking for
Try
the
it
technique?
And give us some feedback. Give us your thoughts. Give us your experiences. DM us, guys. Let us know. Let us know what you're doing.
Yeah, and thank you for all the action or the I guess like the interaction I should say on Instagram with the questions and the polls and
man, you guys are funny. I love it.
And we appreciate you guys, you know, just interacting and participating in the nonsense that we typically do. That we post.
But subscribe, guys, on Apple, on Spotify, follow us on Instagram, share our stories. We are not private, so share our stories, share our content of the episodes because they are pretty amazing, like we said.
And as always, don't do anything I wouldn't do.
And it's a very, very short list. Bye, guys.
Amen.